Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to another episode of Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Between deadlines, unexpected detours, and those days where your coffee doesn't quite hit the spot, staying calm under pressure can feel like an Olympic sport. But guess what? It's a skill you can absolutely master. And today, we're diving deep into some time-tested Stoic strategies to help you navigate those high-pressure moments with grace and composure. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when a big presentation loomed? Or that panicked flutter when traffic turned from a minor inconvenience into a full-blown obstacle course? You know that feeling, right? Well, my friends, we're going to turn that feeling from "oh no" to "bring it on." Because Stoicism is all about equipping you with the mental tools to handle whatever life throws your way. First things first, let's talk about acceptance. It sounds simple, but seriously, accepting what's happening instead of fighting against it can be a game changer. You can't control everything, right? Think about it like this. You can't force the traffic to move faster, but you can choose to use that time to listen to your favorite podcast or even just breathe deeply and center yourself. Stoics believed in focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, our reactions, and our choices. It's about letting go of the things outside of our influence and channeling our energy into what matters. Next up, we've got to talk about perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the drama of the moment, but Stoics were masters at stepping back and seeing the bigger picture. Remember that time you thought your presentation was a disaster? Years later, who even remembers it? Chances are it wasn't as earth-shattering as you imagine. Take a deep breath, zoom out, and remind yourself that most things aren't permanent. This too shall pass. Another powerful tool is mindfulness. Stoics were all about being present in the moment. They recognized that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only created unnecessary stress. So how do we practice mindfulness? Simple. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations around you, and truly engage with what's happening right now. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mind, a quick reset to bring you back to center. Now, let's talk about something called negative visualization. Sounds a bit intense, right? But hear me out. It's not about dwelling on doom and gloom, it's about preparing yourself for potential setbacks. Stoics believed that by mentally anticipating challenges, we could better handle them when they actually arose. Think of it like practicing for a big event. The more you prepare, the more confident you feel when game day arrives. And finally, my friends, remember to cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoics understood the power of appreciating what we already have. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. A grateful heart is a resilient heart ready to face whatever comes its way. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work and suddenly your laptop crashes. You feel that familiar panic rising, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and your mind is spinning. But remember the Stoic strategies we just talked about. Take a deep breath, that's mindfulness, remind yourself that this situation isn't permanent, perspective, and focus on what you can control, like quickly troubleshooting the issue or improvising with a backup plan. You got this. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful Stoic strategies to help you stay calm under pressure. Acceptance, perspective, mindfulness, negative visualization, and gratitude. Remember, these aren't just words on a podcast, they're tools you can wield every single day to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to strategy for staying calm when things get stressful? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every morning is a fresh start, a chance to reset and embrace the day with intention. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.